I'm Allison Kaskowski, otherwise known as the Allison K. I'm a fitness innovator and entrepreneur turned business mentor and retreat master. A client experience is more than just making the sale or the transaction. A client experience is about how it's put together so that clients can receive amazing real transformation. Here you'll hear all about how the industry leaders are creating amazing experiences. I'm always going to give it to you straight because I know your time is valuable. Are you ready? Let's get into the show.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaskowski joining you again for another edition of Creating the World's Best Client Experiences. I am your host. This is the premier show where we talk about not just what goes into a client experience, but also just some key mindset things to keep in mind and how to position yourself when it comes to delivering a client experience. I really believe in the future of the business world that creating unique client experiences is where all the opportunity is. And this is why I always bring in amazing experts, people who are doing amazing client experiences already in their business to share with you what's working, where their challenges have been, and where they really see the biggest wins. Because this is how we learn. This is how we build a village. This is how we build a movement. And if you're a business owner and if you're listening to this, you likely are, then that is what this is all about. This is the future of business. Excited that you're here with me again this week. So today, I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to the episode that dropped 2 weeks ago. That would have been the episode that dropped on March the 7th. And this was sort of it's not really a mini series, but I'm sort of declaring that today. It's a little bit more of a deep dive into what goes into a showing up as far as your brand goes online. And I really feel compelled to share, to expand upon this topic a little bit more because I've just returned from another live in-person event. And 2 weeks ago, I shared with you some takeaways from an event that I attended in Dallas. It's called Raise the Bar. It's offered every year. And next year, it'll be going on in February again in Dallas, Texas, and I'll be attending again. This is one of the premier events for health, fitness, and wellness business owners. And it's really more about coaches coming and sharing what they're doing in their business, but it's also a little bit of working on figuring out different strategies to work in your business. Now, the event that I just returned from in Las Vegas, the Real Coaches Summit, I actually attended this event last year, and I'll tell you a little story in just a minute about that. But, and I probably already shared it, but I'll share again. This was the second year that this event was going on, and it was a little bit bigger. There were more people. There were fewer speakers, but there were more people attending. And there were a lot of takeaways for me, but there were a few common themes that really jumped out at me that I want to make sure I share with you. But I'd like to tell you a little backstory first. Likely, you probably follow several mentors and experts, no matter what your niche is. If you're a health coach, if you're a fitness business owner, if you're brick and mortar online or both, if you're a retreat leader, if you're a life coach, if you're a spiritual healer, if you're a yoga instructor, if you're in another type of service-based business, you're probably listening to the show. And so probably what's happening is that you follow a lot of people who have really big audiences. You likely are on their email list. You likely have bought some of their work. There were several experts in health, fitness, and metabolism that I follow. And last year, this event really caught my eye because I was on the email list of one of the speakers. And it sort of was like an afterthought. It was like at the bottom of one of his emails that went out every week. And, you know, if you're a lot like me and you subscribe to 8011 emails and you probably don't get to read all of them, but there are a few that you get on a regular basis that you've kind of taught yourself to watch out for. And that's what this email was. Cause I've been following this guy for a long time. He's really an expert in the metabolism space. And I saw at the bottom of one of his emails, his speaker schedule. And I'm always interested in at some point where I can go and be in the room with big name speakers, because I really think you have to put yourself in the room with people who are doing big, amazing things. That was one of my takeaways from being in Dallas. And I shared that with you a couple weeks ago, but I really stumbled upon this event really by accident is my point, simply because I was on an email list of somebody that was speaking. And when I pulled up the event and I saw all the different people that were going to be there, there were going to be over 20 speakers at this event, and I'd never heard of it, much less knew anything about it. And so I thought, and the registration was ridiculously low. It was like around $500 for a 2.5-day summit, which if you go to a conference to hear some big name speakers, and that includes happy hours and lunches and all kinds of, that's like rock bottom inexpensive, really. Now, of course, you have to travel to get yourself someplace, and that's days off from work, and there's airfare and hotel and all that. So it's obviously an expense to plan to go somewhere. But I knew, I just felt it in my gut that I needed to be at this event. And it was phenomenal. Not only did I get to meet some of these big names that I've been following for a while and actually have a conversation with them and not just fangirl, so to speak, I walked away with a lot of contacts that I have built relationships with over the last year. And so in the last few months leading up to this event, a lot of us have been in touch with each other. Hey, are you going to be at the Real Coaches Summit? Are you going to Vegas? I'll see you in Vegas in March. And it's awesome because look, if you're in business, you need to have a village of people that you can kind of hang out with at these things. Because the more people that you meet, the more people that you'll meet, if that makes sense. So I got myself back to Vegas this year. It's a little bit smaller speaker lineup, but there were several people speaking that, you know, I knew I wanted to go and listen to. And I got to hear just about everybody that I wanted to hear. And really what was coming across for me at this particular event, and these are the things that I really wanted to share with you, is that, you know, the coaching and service-based industry is really sort of going through a blow-up right now, if you will. I don't really know another way to describe it. There are just a lot of changes going on. There's a lot of people that are evolving and pivoting and doing different things in their businesses. And that's largely because consumers are becoming a lot more intentional about what they're buying. You know, back when we all went online in 2020, there were a lot of people promising big things, selling very expensive programs, and a lot of them were just busts, so to speak. There were a lot of people that were literally trying to move their business online, and it was a crapshoot, okay? I mean, it totally was a crapshoot. And so as a result of that, what is happening now, and maybe you've noticed this if you're a business owner, is that there's a lot of people that are taking their time to make buying decisions now. And so I always like to ask myself when I notice kind of a change in buyer behavior and I notice a change in how people are reacting and responding to what I'm putting out online, whether it's an email, whether it's a social media post, whether it's a launch sequence, whether it's, you know, opening the cart for a new program, or opening the registration for a retreat, which we just did again last week with our January 2025 St. Lucia retreat experience, which I'll tell you about in just a minute. Look, there are just a lot of things sometimes that can, you know, sort of not tick you off, but sort of get you to pay attention that, hey, look, there's something different going on here. And I really think that people are becoming a lot pickier at the end of the day. And so this was kind of a common theme among a lot of the conversations that I had with other coaches. Now, there were a lot of people there who were very experienced, a lot of people who've been in business about as long as I have, which is 26 years. And there are a lot of people there that were new coaches. And there are people that had sort of taken a hiatus and had decided to come back. And so there were really a lot of people with different backgrounds at this event. And it's one of the reasons why I love this event, because I feel like it really brings together so many people from different backgrounds. And I feel like as a coach and a business owner, we can always learn from one another. We can always hear what other people are challenged with. We can hear other people's wins. We can hear the crapshoots that people go through in their businesses, because, you know, I think we forget that we learn a lot from the mistakes that people make. We don't just learn from hearing about the wins, and we need to hear about the wins, but we need to hear all of it instead of just the highlight reel, right? So what I want to share with you today are some of the common themes that I heard. Now, some of this is going to be a little bit of a repeat, but I really think that these are things that you really cannot hear enough. And the more that you hear it and the more that it gets in your head and the more that you can marinate on it, you can make it mean something for you and your business. The bottom line is this, and I'm just going to say this, and it may not be very popular with some of you, but if you do not get yourself to a live event this year, you are missing out. Okay. Live events are back. People want to be together in person. People want to be in community with other people. And if you've been following me for any length of time, you know how I feel about this, that retreats and events are a game changer for your business, whether you lead one or whether you attend one, but you need to get yourself to something this year if you haven't already. Okay. It just, the energy is completely different from being in person. It is completely different. And you are doing yourself a disservice by not giving yourself that opportunity. So my, if you don't take anything else away from the episode today, is that you walk away and you start looking around for something to get yourself to this year so that you can get in the room with people who are doing amazing things. Okay. And I'm going to tell you in just a little while toward the end of what I'm going to share with you about how you can still join us in Key West the end of May for the Path to Profit Summit. This is one of those events that you definitely want to circle on your calendar and do everything you can to try to be there at least for part of it, because we're creating a movement and we're creating something very unique and different. And one of the reasons that I go out of my way to attend a lot of these events is not only to learn about what to do and how to do it, right? And see what works really well and what maybe doesn't work quite so well. It's for me to get in the habit of being a regular event person, because we are, what we do is what we become, right? What we do in our business is what we become. And that boils down to the choices we make, the way we think, the decisions we make, the tasks that we do, all of it. Okay. But when you are used to putting yourself in the room at these events and talking to people and having conversations, and look, you can do this online too in a virtual summit. I'm not saying that doesn't work. It's just not quite the same experience, but it can definitely work. And if that's more of an option for you, then I would recommend, look, if it's virtual, there's no reason why you shouldn't be doing these on a regular basis. Okay. So let that sink in. So, you know, it's just really important, I think, for your professional development and your growth that you do that. You're doing yourself and your audience a disservice if you don't. Okay. Now you can take that any way that you want, but if you've been following me for any length of time, you know that I always give it to you straight. And that is the honest truth from where I sit. So, From the common themes that I heard in Vegas were really very simple. Okay. One of the biggest things, and I've just got a couple thoughts here I want to share with you, but one is this whole idea of being relatable to your audience and being authentic. Now, you probably have heard me talk about this several times, but I'm just going to go into this a little bit more in detail. And that is, people want to know you. I heard a speaker who's very prominent online, has hundreds of thousands of followers, and probably makes a lot more money than I do too, with that being said, but that's okay. What I heard him say was this, is that people want to see the person that they're actually getting. Okay. And I think what people see is a highlight reel on social media. They see all the amazing things that you're doing, you know, all the money you're making, all the trips you're taking, whatever it is that you feel comfortable sharing with your audience. But what people really want to see is the real you. They want to see how you deal with the bad days. They want to see how you prepare for your week. They want to see you at the end of the week when nothing's gone right. They want to see you engaging and talking about what that's like in your world. I really think that that's super, super important today, because people have their bullshit meters on 100% today. Okay. There is a level of distrust among the public now when it comes to selling things online that's higher than it's ever been. And a lot of that is because there are people that are promising the world and then under delivering. And it leaves a really sour taste in a customer's mouth. Okay. So I think it's up to us as coaches and business owners existing in person and online today, and likely that includes you if you're listening, to be as relatable as you can be. Be a human being. Okay. Show that you are living a real life. Now, your life may, because keep in mind, what people forget, I think, is that there's so many people in the world that would die to change places with you. I have to remind myself of that sometimes when I have a really bad day or a week that where nothing goes right, or they're just things that don't seem to be moving in the direction that I think they should. And there's a part of me that feels like a failure because of that, right? If we're being honest. But I also have to remind myself that there are people out there that are watching me on a daily basis, and they admire me. They admire my life. They admire the decisions that I'm making. They admire how I'm living, and they would choose to change places with me in a minute. And we have to remember that there are people in our audience that are looking to us to be a role model for them. And the more relatable that you can be, the better off you're going to be as a business owner, because what you do in one area of your life will show up in another area of your life. So be open, be transparent, be honest, be relatable, okay? Be a human being. Okay. People want to see the real you that they're actually buying, right? They don't want to see when the curtain gets pulled back and they get into your program that everything is a shit show. They don't want to see that. Okay. They want to see the real person that they're getting. And I heard that echoed, I don't even want to tell you how many times, multiple times from super successful people, that it's so important that you do that. So maybe there's something that you can share about that in your social media, or maybe there's a story in your past that really resonates with you, or maybe there's something that you think your ideal client really needs to hear. This is all part of how you show up online, is to be as relatable as you possibly can be. And when you're relatable, guess what? You're more authentic because you're showing up more 100% in your power rather than trying to copy what other people are doing and do what you think is what people want to see and hear, right? People want to know the real you. I mean, I already knew that going into this event, but it was like super, super clear. I mean, like crystal clear. And so I'm actually taking a look at how I present myself and talking a little bit more openly about some of my own struggles, like how I nearly lost my whole business in the 2020 pandemic and how financially it almost ruined me and how I had to really dig deep and start over. And it really meant confronting a lot of the things that I didn't want to confront. It meant like looking at how I was operating on a day-to-day basis. And look, for those of you that know me, you know me as a health and fitness professional. And a lot of people think health and fitness professionals really don't have any problems taking care of ourselves. We know all the right things to do. But look, if knowledge were enough to change behavior, then we would be way further along as a society. Okay. So don't think for a minute because we know it that we actually do it. Okay. And I had let myself get into a rut. I had let myself go to pot, so to speak. It was really tough for me. I had to really face a lot of really challenging things. I had to really take a look at how I was living on a daily basis. I had to look at how I was, you know, making my decisions and how I was operating and how I was showing up. And I do that because I want people to understand that, you know, look, even us as successful business owners have struggles. And it's important that people be able to relate to us. That's my point. So, you know, maybe there's something in what you're doing that you can sort of pull the curtain back a little bit more and kind of show, not just talking openly about the challenge, but what is it that you decided to do about it? What was the lesson for you? What did you learn as a result? What are you demonstrating now that you're on the other side? I do think it's really important as coaches and business owners that we not dwell too much on the negative, because there's plenty of that in the world. You know, I think when we're trying to share a takeaway or perspective or lesson, it's important that we be on the other side of that. So do yourself a favor. If you're going through something, if you're struggling in your business, if you're going through something that you're not quite sure how you're going to handle, or you're looking at how that's going to impact how you deliver, you know, your client experiences, do me a favor, do yourself a favor. Give yourself the time and the grace that you need to process that and learn the lessons and then talk about it. Because you can serve from a much higher level when you do that. You can still be relatable. You can still be a human being. You can still show that you're a real person when you do that. I just think the message lands a lot better because Lord knows we have plenty of drama in the world today and there's plenty of negativity and we don't really need to be adding to that. One of my core beliefs every day is that I want to be an example of what I want to see in the world. And I want people to look at me and see that I'm an example and that I can be an example for them, you know, in spite of the fact that the day goes to hell in a handbasket in the morning and it happens. But I just think that we have to own it and we have to, but we can do it in a powerful way. Okay. So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day, and what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is C-E-L-L-E-V-8.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this. The other thing I'll share with you is this, and this was another takeaway that I had. I've started to do this with just about every event that I go to, is that I set an intention at the beginning of the event that I'm going to get connected to at least 5 new people. And that may sound a little cheesy and woo-woo, okay? Because who doesn't want to meet new people at an event? But let's be honest, when we go to these events and we don't know a lot of people, okay? And this year, I actually knew some people that were going to be there, but I'll tell you a little story about one of them in just a minute. But I set an intention that I wanted to meet 5 new people and that I was going to make a point to talk to at least 5 new people, not overall, but Monday, and 5 new people on Tuesday. So that was 10 new people overall. And notice I did not tell myself, I'm going to make 10 new connections and set 10 new appointments for next week, because that's going into full-on sales mode, okay? What I wanted to do was to make new connections and genuinely talk to people. And the other thing I told myself was, I am going to see what I can do to help those 5 people when I talk to them, okay? Now think about that for a minute. That might, again, sound a little on the cheesy side, but it's really more adopting the go-giver philosophy, which, by the way, is a 3-book series. If you have not read yet as a business owner, you need to go buy that today. Go on Amazon and order the whole set. You can read the whole set in a weekend. But the whole philosophy of the book is about is being generous. It's about giving away what you know. And this was another thing that I heard from one of the speakers, is that teach everything that you know and give it away. Teach everything that you know and give it away. And that's almost counterintuitive to what you hear a lot of business professionals say. Don't give away your expertise. But look, we live in an information age and people don't pay for information. They pay for implementation. I heard that when I was in Dallas, and I heard it again in Vegas several times. So file that one away. And understand that when you meet somebody new, make it a point to see what you can do to help them. And that was something that I told myself, was that I'm going to make 5 new connections and I'm going to do everything I can to help those 5 people in the conversation that I have. And so here's sort of how I did it. And I thought I would just share this with you in case this might give you a different perspective, is, you know, when you meet somebody, you say, "Hi, I'm Allison and I'm from North Carolina." And they may say, "Well, hi, I'm Sally and I'm from California." And then instead of saying, you know, my next question would be, "Well, what do you do? And who do you serve? And what do you have going on today?" I wanted to keep asking them questions about themselves, right? And so I did that knowing that they would probably ask me the same thing. But then, and this was always something that I found really caught people off guard, but it was just really interesting, was I said, "I'd like to understand a little bit more about what you're doing in your business to see if I can help." And I just kind of shut up for a minute and just let it sit. And the look on some people's faces when I did that, I wish I could describe it to you, but it was priceless. Because people don't expect you to do that, at least not for free. But I was so intent on making those connections from the go-giver standpoint, right? To what is it that I can do to help you? And some of the things that people shared with me were obviously some of it was things I was not expecting, but in almost every instance, I was like, oh, well, this is what that sounds like to me. And it didn't seem like it was a big deal, but to the person that I was talking to, it was very impactful. I had people tell me and message me later in the day and after I got home last week that it was so great to see you. You're the real deal. Thank you so much for being so honest and open. And you know, and that's a win in my book. That person may never buy from me, but I don't care because I'm paying it forward. That's one of those things that you look at as making a deposit in the good faith bank, right? So make that a point when you go to these events. Yes, you want to make connections. Yes, you want to be strategic. You want, obviously you want to do them to grow your business, but it's really about helping other people. It's about how you show up and you can show really, really put yourself in a very different class of people if you make a point to do that on a day-to-day basis. So don't wait to go to a live event to do that. Maybe you go to a networking event. Maybe it's in a Zoom call. Maybe it's in a follow-up conversation with a past client or a current client. What is it that I can do to help you today? Where is it that I can support you today? Is there anything that I can do to help you? And it was just like, I asked that question a number of different ways and I got a lot of different answers. And some of the things I could help with right on the spot. And some of it was, you know what? I might know somebody that can help you. Let me have your information and I'm happy to get back to you. And I'm doing that without a thought of getting anything in return. But it works like gold because I've had chats with people since I got home. I've had reach outs from people now, you know, I have calls booked for next week and I don't know where all that's going to lead, you know, and I'm not really thinking about that. All I'm thinking about is how can I continue to build really good connections and amazing relationships? And how can I make a deposit in the good faith bank? So think of it like that. So the next time you go to these events, think about that. How can you challenge yourself to get out of your comfort zone and talk to more people and make more connections? And let me just tell you a quick story about this. So this will be my last thought for you was that one of the gals that I met last year was also a fitness coach. She lives in California. And I knew that she was going to be in Vegas. And so when I went to the check-in reception, which was the first night, and we were, you know, some of us were standing around that knew each other, and I saw her come in, and immediately I saw her scan the room, and immediately she had this look on her face like, I don't know a soul here. I don't know what I'm going to do. And look, we have all felt like that, right? When you've walked into a room and you haven't seen or noticed anybody that you know. So I made a point to try to kind of watch for. I wanted her to try to see where I was so I could motion for her to come and join me. And a bunch of us had our stuff sitting on a small table because we were all standing up and having a drink and talking. And as soon as she walked by me, she had this look on her face like, help me. I don't know anybody here. So I motioned to her to come over to me. And I said, here, have a seat. You can hang out with us. And she goes, thank you for saving me. And I just looked at her and I said, you know, of course, you know, like I really didn't have a very good response to that. But here's my point. You never know at these events when somebody is going to need somebody who can do that for them. Okay. So when you go into these events with the idea that you're going to make long-lasting connections, that you're going to be able to do something to help them in the moment. Okay. I didn't know what that was going to be. And I didn't really get a chance to even talk to her that night, but it was that one little act of service. Felt like it really helped her and it eased her mind. And that's really what it's all about, folks. So let me just recap. It's nothing really groundbreaking or earth shattering. It's not like a revolutionary takeaway, but it just kind of reinforces to me what I'm noticing online and what I'm hearing from other people is that it's really important to show who you are, be very relatable, be a human being, show that you care, ask what you can do to help, set intentions to connect to different people. Force yourself to have conversations with people. If it's not your thing, I get it. It's okay. So maybe if five is too much, maybe you start with one or two. Okay. And go into it with the expectation that you're going to be able to help them with something. You're going to be able to do something to help. And I promise when you do that, it takes the pressure off of you to have to show up and think of what to say. Okay. And then the last thing is that you just never know when those acts or how they're going to benefit somebody, right? And how it's going to land for somebody else. Because it really is all about making a deposit in the bank of faith, right? And the bank of good grace, right? So you just want to think of it like that. I'm really excited to continue to invite you to join us in Key West the end of May for the Path to Profit Summit. The summit is Monday and Tuesday, May 20th and 21st. We have VIP day scheduled for Wednesday and Thursday. Now, what is that? These are like smaller groups, but they're more of a deep dive day. So Wednesday, the 22nd, we're going to be focused on workshopping on our business. So instead of listening to people talk all day long, you're actually going to get to work on your business with all of us that are speaking. And then Thursday is more of a day for you, the CEO. It's more of a self-care day. And it's really more along the lines of what I do at my personal retreats with clients. And this is where we're going to really take a look at the compass that guides you in your day-to-day life, how you're showing up in your day-to-day life and looking after you, the CEO, is going to impact how you show up in your business. So it's a really well-rounded event. And what makes this event so unique is that you're not only going to get the education and listening to real experts talk about what they're doing, but you're also going to get the downtime and the private time to actually work on some outcomes for yourself. And that's what really makes this event so unique and different. It's different from going to a live event where you listen to people present all day. Okay. It's different from just networking and, you know, work in the room and all of that. Of course, you can do that if you want to, but this is going to be a smaller event, probably around 50 people, 50 to 55 people. And what I really want this to be for you is a new way for you to look at your business. So not only are you going to be hearing from people who are real experts and are really achieving amazing things in their business, I'll be talking about the power of adding retreats and events and sharing my process. I've got other speakers talking about how to create a real boutique high-end model in your business. I've got people talking about like lower ticket offers and how to really, you know, package that with other things. So we're really talking about ways that you can like make real money in your business. This isn't just something that you can come and get all revved up about, and then you get home and you really don't have a plan. I want you to have a plan when you leave the path to profit. Okay. Right now, when you sign up and get your summit ticket, you can save $100 on your summit ticket price. That's the silver package. So if you go to my website, www.theallisonk.com, right on the homepage, you will see the place where you can click on the Path to Profit Summit, and you scroll to the bottom of the page and you will see your options there. So the silver package is basically the summit by itself. That's Monday and Tuesday. It does not include the hotel room. The event will be at the Southernmost Resort, which is right on the Atlantic Ocean in Key West. And we do have a few rooms at the time I'm recording this in our room block, but they are filling up fast. So if you're interested, reach out to me. You can connect with me on my website. Again, that's www.theallisonk.com. You can connect with me and send me a message. And we can definitely make sure that you get on the list. We can take care of that for you. If you want to opt for one of the other packages and take advantage of the VIP days, the elite package and the gold package are both options that you should think about. Take a look at my website, see what you think, see what really resonates with you. We do have payment plans, you know, happening, and you can still get reasonable flights to Key West. Okay. So, you know, if you're really thinking that this sounds interesting and you're thinking that, you know, I think this is something I want to look at, don't hesitate. Connect with me. Go to my website, www.theallisonk.com, and hit connect. Send me a message. I'm happy to hop on a call with you and answer your questions. Or if you'd rather just drop me an email, we can definitely do that. I'm happy to make sure that you have all the information that you need. And here's what I'm going to leave you with. Okay. Live events are where it is this year. You got to put yourself in the room with people who are doing amazing things. You want to put yourself in the room with people who are going to challenge you. And look, we live in an information age. Like I said, you can go online and Google any of this. Okay. But it's not the same thing as being in the room with people who are actually doing it. You can't ask Google a question. I guess you can. You can type it, but you can't have a real conversation. Okay. You can't make those long lasting connections. You can't form a collaborative partnership when you're sitting behind your computer. I mean, I guess you can, but it's not the same thing. And besides, who needs an excuse to go to Key West, right? We're going to have plenty of fun. We're going to be doing some happy hours and some chatting. I want you to leave with a set of new business besties. Okay. So reach out to me, take advantage of this opportunity. You can save $100 off of your summit ticket when you sign up and use the code word hybrid. Or if you want to opt for one of the packages and take advantage of the VIP days, you can save 10% when you use the code word SUMMIT10. You will find all of that in the show notes below. And if you're not sure, if you can't remember, just connect with me on my website. Again, that's www.theallisonk.com and hit connect, and I'm happy to hook you up. So that's what I got for you this week on the podcast, some more takeaways from live events. It's really more of a chance to really look at how you show up online. It's really what's coming up for me going to all of these events. So I hope that was helpful for you. Feel free to reach out to me. Let me know what you think. And I will look forward to seeing you next time on the show. Bye.